Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, March 7th, Death of Louis Lynch. On this day, March 7th, 1969, Barbadians were alerted to the shocking news of the death of Louis Albert Lynch. This leading principal, in the prime of his life, had been at the helm of several major community organizations. Born in December 1916, he was educated at St. Lawrence Boys and won a scholarship to Boys Foundation School. He then moved to Harrison College to complete his secondary education. After a brief period in Trinidad, Lynch returned to Barbados to establish the modern high school in 1944 with only two students. After several years, the roll at the modern had increased to 1,700 as hundreds of working class parents sent their children to the modern, which finally found a home on Roebuck Street. The school's motto, "Nothing is too hard for me," challenged students to put in their best efforts to achieve success. Under Lynch's leadership, the school was commonly referred to as the Harrison College on Roebuck Street. He established a sixth form, and many of its students went on to establish careers in accounting, teaching, law, medicine, and nursing. But Lynch's role in Barbados's public life extended far beyond teaching. In the 1960s, he won a seat as junior member of Bridgetown in the House of Assembly and was mayor of the city for the years 1962-63. As a sporting enthusiast, he headed several sporting organizations, such as the Barbados Olympic Association and the Barbados Table Tennis Association. He was also the president of the Lions Club and the Barbados Mental Health Association. With all these activities, Lynch still found time to write a book entitled The Barbados Book, which was 255 pages long and published in 1964. Today, a stand at the National Stadium bears his name, and a secondary school, now abandoned, also bore his name. His passing on this day in 1969 represented a great loss to the young nation. May the memory of his excellence continue to abide in the hearts of Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.